Welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. It's probably safe to say when the Trump political appointees report for their first day on the job, things are going to be different. They'll come with a different style because everyone's different, but they'll also come with some different policies. If you're a senior executive, it can be a lot to deal with. Joining me in studio with some practical advice for dealing, Ira Goldstein. He's a longtime federal executive, retired Deloitte consultant, and most recently author of a new book, The Federal Management Playbook, published by Georgetown University Press. Ira, good to have you here.
Well, good morning, Tom. It's great to be here.
And when that book rolled out, there was a little event in Washington, and you outlined four ways that seasoned career people can deal with incoming politicals. And for those that have not been through this, what is your top line advice?
Well, you know, Tom, in any challenge, you need to have your own personal playbook. You need to know what your goals will be. And even in a transition as a career civil servant, when I was still in the government, I needed to know whether I wanted to be on the new team as a leader or continue my job as a career civil servant. So you have to be clear about your personal goals. You have to understand where the power is in any new administration. And that's the second thing. Who are the key stakeholders? And if you're at Social Security, is it still the American Association of Retired People, or is it a new group with the new administration? Thirdly, you have to have a really keen understanding of the time frames involved. I like to think of it in terms of 2-year, 4-year, and 8-year time frames, but new administrations come in at a gallop, not at a slow walk, and you have to understand that as well. And lastly, of course, as a career person, you know where the resources are, which is the best people, the processes, and technology. So I always think that the process requires that you understand where your playbook will be on those four elements.
Because often the people come in with policy ideas of their own, and often some of the policies are really similar to the predecessor, but restated, and sometimes they are actually different. And so I imagine there's kind of a process of figuring out what's really different here and what is just new words for the old ways of doing things.
Well, it actually gives you a great opportunity. If you're an experienced person in the government, you can reach back and pull together what has worked and what hasn't worked, and you recognize the similarities between the new administration's ideas and some things that have been tried before. I like to say, you know, find a way to rename what you've done before so that it sounds a lot like the new team's agenda and not like the folks who were trying to implement it before. The other thing I would say is understand if things have not worked, what kind of new ideas you can give the new administration about how it can work. Nobody likes what one might call leaving wet babies on the doorstep without knowing a solution to how you can get it to work better.
And in your experience, do you find that the incoming people might be just as afraid of you as you might be of them? Maybe not afraid, but you know how like two dogs approach each other and they really don't know what the and you can't figure it out the way dogs do.
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to touch the dog part of it, but I would say I have been on both sides of that transaction. And it is very intimidating to even the new appointees to recognize what it will actually take to make some of the changes that they legitimately will want to make and to be welcomed by a set of people who know the territory and who could potentially act as tour guides for them. Endears you to the new team, makes you a player, and ultimately gives you some influence in what they're going to do. So I do think understanding where they're coming from is a key to being successful.
What are some things that one should not do if you're a career person?
Well, first and foremost, do not be defensive. Do not believe that the agenda is about you or about what you're trying to do. Take a constructive approach to the changes that are afoot. Secondly, I would say be really careful to build allies based on your positive view of what you can do to be helpful. And often, casting things in a way that provides some new ideas can be the key to being accepted, and then people will seek you out.
We're speaking with Ira Goldstein, retired senior federal executive, retired Deloitte consultant, and author of the new book, The Federal Management Playbook. And let's turn to that book for a moment. Playbook for federal management. What's your overarching theme here in this book? Why did you write it?
Well, After 46 years in and around the federal government, I discovered that even though there was a lot of publicity across our nation about things that don't always work well, what you see after a period of time is that many things really do work very well. Planes are safe in the United States over the skies of our country. Social Security checks get out at a level of accuracy and timeliness better than any insurance company. A lot gets done well. So I asked the question, what is it that makes the difference between when we do these things well in government and when we do not? And it turns out that a lot of it is about understanding how people can be incentivized and can perform best, and how communication can work between the government and the population and even internal to the government. And there are a lot of examples of that.
When you were in government and you went through several transitions, can you remember a time that really taught you this is not the way this ought to go?
Well, I was in the Nixon-Ford administration as a career civil servant when Jimmy Carter was elected, and I discovered that the public affairs approach of the Carter administration was very different than the Ford administration, and one of the incoming officials dubbed me as the worst career civil servant she had ever encountered and that she would have my job. I didn't think that that was the best way for that transition to start for me, but I then went and sought some allies, some people who I knew from the Hill and otherwise, and ended up in a discussion with other officials who assured me that that particular person tended to say that to many, many people, and that I should be comfortable in doing my job. What was interesting about that was that those people from whom I sought some help became allies and friends and eventually elevated me in the Carter administration to a point where I played a leadership role in that administration. So, you can turn lemons into lemonade if you don't panic about the various powers that go in and out.
And when is a time that you can think of that a political appointee came in and impressed you with, wow, that's really a great way to approach this whole thing so that your agenda can actually get done?
I did find that when the Clinton administration came in, I was already a consultant, and the number of people who asked me for help using my career civil service background and my capabilities allowed me to point to quite a few career people who were doing a good job and who were approached by the new administration because they knew the territory and were made part of a new set of changes. So it worked very well that way.
That answer actually gives rise to another question, and that's speaking from the Deloitte consultant standpoint. Deloitte and many other companies have long-running consultancy contracts throughout the government. And so they, too, have to deal with incoming people with new agendas and new personalities and new approaches. And so what's your advice to fellow consultants for when the transition people arrive to work?
My advice is that everything in consulting is about understanding what your client needs to be successful. And so the first step is to understand what the agenda will be of a new client in a new administration. And then, just like with the career, get out in front of it and do some research and understand what the policies are and what the impediments will be and bring solutions to those impediments even before your client understands what they are. There is a second part, is understand the 2-4-8 rule. And I would say this to both consultants and to career civil servants. Understand that every new administration has to get something done in 2 years so that they can achieve goals in time for the midterm election, that they have to do something in 4 years because every president wants to be reelected, and that by the end of the 8th year, it's all about the legacy. So frame your proposals in terms of achieving goals during those periods of time.
Achieving goals, I guess ultimately that's what everybody's all about.
Personal goals as well as organizational goals. And in a transition like this, it becomes necessary for us to have a playbook, as I say in the book, to have a playbook both for the organization and even in a transition for yourself and what you want to achieve.
Ira Goldstein is a retired senior federal executive and author of the new book, The Federal Management Playbook. Thanks so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure, Tom. Thank you for having me.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Still to come on Federal News Radio, the GSA is trying to breathe new life into the multiple award schedule contract. Here's what you can expect and what it means. But first, the federal government spends nearly $1 billion a year on public information of one sort or another, and that raises the possibility of propaganda. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.